Recently, the iconic Abbey Road Studios, which were made famous by the likes of Pink Floyd and the Beatles, among others, launched Abbey Road Red. Now, this is a new incubator for music technology startups, and the project manager is John Eads. Hello, John.
Hiya.
You better begin by, first of all, explaining to us what a technology startup incubator is.
I guess incubator is actually not a bad term for it. It's kind of lost a bit of meaning for me recently. But I guess you think of an incubator as somewhere where you put an egg or a newborn baby or something in the early stages of its life to give it the best chance possible. And an incubator for startups really does the same thing. It provides the right type of habitat for a startup to have the best shot at success.
What sorts of people are approaching you and coming to take part in the incubator?
People that are, like I say, in the very early stages of building a business. So some people with just an idea, some of them very crazy, some of them more promising, and right through to people who've built a bit of a team, so up to kind of 10, 15 people. But that's all really quite early in terms of how big some of these businesses can grow.
Technology and music go hand in glove and hand in hand, though. They have done for years. So what's new here?
I very much see it as a progression or a continuation of a progression which has been going on for a long time. And Abbey Road's been around since 1931. So there's 84 years of history there. And I'm lucky enough to have spent quite a lot of time researching that history. And what I see happening at the moment is very much just the continuation of how things have been progressing for a long time. The only difference for me really is how quickly it's moving, and things are really, really accelerating in pace. And you can point to a few quite large socioeconomic changes that have caused that or have allowed that to happen.
So why have you moved back into this scene? Abbey Road was big in this area historically. Then there was a bit of a fallow period. Now you're back. Why?
Some of those big economic changes that have meant that we've played a different role in the change in technology over the years. And in the 50s and 60s, you couldn't go to a shop. You couldn't just buy a tape machine off the shelf. And it was very much the seedlings of the recording studio industry. And EMI, the company that owned Abbey Road, built all of its own equipment. As things changed, as more independent studios cropped up and as independent producers came along, lots of independent companies started making equipment and, competing quality and competing price. So EMI stopped producing quite so much equipment through the kind of 70s, 80s period. And things have changed recently such that it's not so much the big established companies that are making the best technology now or pioneering the best innovations. It seems to be that they're coming from either academic research or from the startup community. And so we're not now running an R&D department in the way that we used to. We're more running collaborative agreements with the people who are innovating at the moment.
Is everyone on board with this encroachment of the new technology into the music scene, or have you got some people who, you know, in the same way as regard the tea's made as a bit of a threat to the kettle? Is everyone on the same page?
No, I'd be innocent if I said they were. And I'm very much the kind of pioneer at Abbey Road. Abbey Road still does what it's always done and does a very good job of it, large-scale acoustic recordings. And a lot of the people involved in that process see some of the things that I'm working on as quite threatening. And in some ways they are, but in some ways they're not. And for a company such as Abbey Road, the worst thing to do is to ignore these technologies. The best thing to do is really to get on board and embrace them.
Well, good luck with that. That's John Eads, who is from the Abbey Road Red. It's a new incubator for music technology startups.